In the Arnold house, it was almost as cold as it was outside. The children's father had died since coming to the new country, and there were only Beth and William and their mother left to face this dreary winter. Mrs. Arnold did sewing, and William ran errands for the sailors down at the wharves, having his basket filled with food in return for his work. It was a hard winter for them, though. No one could deny that. Mrs. Arnold drew her chair up to the fireplace now and got out her sewing. Beth leaned over her shoulder, watching the thin fingers trying to make the needle fly in and out of the white cloth. "Your fingers are stiff with the cold," Beth exclaimed, as she blew the coals with the bellows and then rubbed her mother's hands. "Not very." Mrs. Arnold tried to smile. "Yes, very," William said, as he swung his arms and blew on his fingertips. "We are all of us cold. It would be easier to work if we could keep warm." Mr. Franklin's surprise. Just then they heard a rap at their door. Beth ran to open it, and both children shouted with delight as a strange, slightly stooping figure entered. His hair was long and white, his forehead was high, and his eyes were deep set in his long, thin face. His long cloak was folded about him as he reached out his hands to greet the family. "Mr. Franklin," their mother exclaimed, "we are most glad to see you. You are our very welcome guest always, even if our fire is very small and the house cold.